ಕೀರ್ತನ ನವದಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದಿ ನೈನ್ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ when you receive a guest he told when I asked Manigiri when somebody comes what will you do he said I'll offer him water I said is that all smilingly you should welcome him please come we are honored to have you at our home then, next what I told you we'll offer him water to wash his feet. No, because he's coming from a lot of walking in the sun. Then you wash his feet with water. It's a great relief. You know? Great relief. The guest will be relieved of his fatigue. No English. English medium. For just one person, we can add a 3-year class. Majority. So, when a person comes, you should not look at him. Why did he come here? What do you want? That is not the proper etiquette. When somebody comes, Atithi Devo Bhava. You treat the Atithi like God has come. When God has come, that you don't say, why did you come? You tell Hare Krishna, you go away. And along with that, Lakshmi, you go away. Daritra. Is that right? So similarly, when a Atithi. Atithi means untimely unknown person. Atithi. No time. He has not taken an appointment from you. I want to meet you. Is this time convenient for you? Can I come? It's called appointment. Atithi means no appointment. Knock at the door. Who has come? This is Atithi. Untimely, unknown person. If known person comes, he'll be very happy. Please. Everybody will do that. When a known person comes, suppose Anish Bhaiya comes, Nidhi will be all in the blossom and says, our brother. Our brother comes, natural affection is there. So he made all smiles, big eyes like Jagannath. Pleasant surprise. Pleasant surprise. But when somebody comes, unknown person, maybe you have to give him food, maybe you have to give him water, and maybe you woke you up in the, you are about to make your bed and take a little rest in the aftermath. Kaunagya. Same time, brother comes, everything changes. Everything. Udijayaga. Because we love him. So when the stranger comes, immediately Krishna is given an opportunity to attend the guest. Opportunity. Whenever people come to your house, that means your opportunity to serve them. Like we were in Calcutta, 80 people, and we just jammed the temple. That was Sunday also. The whole temple was full, Calcutta temple. They said they have taken 20 acres of land. It's a big city. They want to build a huge temple, gardens, parking place, restaurant, and guest house. They are taken. Right now, whatever is there, they are trained people, saffron clothes. Saffron people means you expect a better behavior. Senior people, they should know how to handle a situation. So we reached there, the temple was jammed, and then many of them are Matajis, they are all here. And Prabhujis, you cannot club them in a room. It's not spiritual discipline. Unknown Prabhujis, Matajis, they cannot all just leave them in one place. We are all there standing. And over that, Sanyasi Maharaj, I was there, the senior person. And they have immediately satisfied me. The senior person comes. Just order, do your best. Anything. Only no for nothing. Unless, yes. Yes, Maharaj, yes, we will make arrangement. Yes, Maharaj. Whether it is ready or not, but you have to, you should not say, I don't know whether I can provide you. Immediately you are disheartening a person, displeasing a person. So what you have to do your best, that's all. Not that you have to do your best, but whatever is there, you do your best. So we reach it there. Immediately, president is a very busy man, Calcutta city, big man. Immediately he kept himself free. Oh, Maharaj is coming with a group. They were just there at the reception. Hare Krishna Maharaj, glad. Half the job done. You know, whenever people offer you pranams, immediately you have to give up all your anger or any. If somebody is humbly put by you, immediately you have to change your mood. You have to bless him. So, I hugged him, embraced him, took him in my embrace. I'm sorry, we are a group here. What best do you think you can do? Like, you have to keep them comfortable. You should not talk in an authoritarian way. I may be a sannyasi, you may be a brahmachari. But that's not the way Vaishnavas deal among themselves. Politely. Same thing can be, you know, like that Akbar Birbal thing. One astrologer came and he told Akbar, all your relatives will die before you. Sad news. All your relatives will die before you. Not a nice thing to hear, directly. Birbal said, no, you should not be saying like that. My dear Akbar, you will live longer than everybody. You will live longer than everybody. Same meaning. You will live longer than everybody because all others will die before you. But this guy doesn't know how to put words properly. Everybody will die before you. So, as we are polishing people, whenever you are using words, if you are a very gentleman, you know how to put the things. That's called refined mentality. Like in Bhagavatam also, the topic comes. Srutadeva was a very poor Brahmin. And Lord Krishna was traveling from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. And Krishna never goes alone. He is a big man, big person. So when Krishna goes, lot of his staff, lot of his relatives, lot of rishis and munis, everybody, big entourage, big group. The king was very happy. Oh, now I can keep my opulence at the disposal of the Lord and please him. He is a king. King Bahulaswa was a king. Oh, I am getting a, because the king has so much. I am getting an opportunity to use my wealth in the service of the Lord and his group. But Sratadeva was not less enthusiastic. He was a very poor man. He had just a small hut. And he has nothing for himself. What to speak of treating Krishna or treating his group? But because he was a devotee. His heart was not small. Prabhupada said, I only have one problem about me. Otherwise, I'm a nice person, but I have one weakness. I cannot think small for Krishna. That is actually, Prabhupada is very great, but he's saying, that's also a way of saying that Prabhupada is so humble. He's saying, I have one weakness, you know, I cannot think small. I always think big. So think big. Krishna, best quality books, best quality prasadam, best quality temples, very great celebrations. Prabhupada was a pauper. Prabhupada had nothing with him. He was a sadhu. Nothing. Where from money has come? Prabhupada wanted to organize a big festival. But big festival, you need a lot of volunteers. You need a lot of money. You know, festival means feeding everybody. But Prabhupada always had big, big plans. That is my weakness. I cannot think small for Krishna. But whatever Prabhupada thought, you could do more than 10 times what he thought. That means Krishna is reciprocating. So, that means we should have faith in Krishna. We should have faith in Krishna. And we should have purity to attract Krishna. Purity. Anybody can say Krishna can do anything. But do you have the purity to attract Krishna? Just lip service. Verbal statement doesn't do. Suppose you say something for Krishna. It is coming from with a deep understanding and a fixed love. Very strong for Krishna's work. You should not say Krishna's work. You should do it in such a way. It should attract the attention of everybody. So Sratadeva was a very, very poor Brahmin. In a small hut and he had no opulence to offer a meal to Krishna. He doesn't have anything. He's a poor man. Like a beggar, you can say. The Brahmin is a beggar. But when he saw Krishna, generally, suppose you have a heart and the chief minister comes. You cannot think of inviting him. My God, he's such a big man, I have nothing. What I will do? He will be very upset. I cannot do anything. generally you don't. But the equation of love, that will be different. When there is love, you don't see any. People also say, you know, when you give excuses, you don't have a heart to do it. That's why you are saying all that. If you have a heart to do it, you can always do something. If there is a place in your heart, you have always something to do. You will never say, I don't have arrangement. They say, you know, like that. There used to be an Alwar, Tirumanga Alwar, great saintly person, one of the 12 Alwars. And it was rainy season. In those days, rains were really heavy. In the olden days, rainy season, downpour, downpour, torrential rain. And this Tirumanga Alwar, because he's a sadhu, in a small place, and you are sitting and doing a bhajan. That the rain was so heavy, one stranger came. Can I get some shelter until the rain stops? That is very small. But because he has a big heart, please come in immediately. Please come in. Okay, two people. Because it's rain is going on, whoever is on the road all of a sudden. And another man came. You know, these people, their knees are touching each other, not on a place, finish. But he moved like this. Please come. Third person also came. That means he's not feeling incorrect. I don't have place, please go away. You are not safe. Three people sat down, legs folded up like that. And then the fourth man also came. Then he came. Can I? He's seeing actually there is no place. But just the words, can I find where the place? The Tirumanga, please come. And he stood up. And then there was room. Three people were sitting. Now the three people stood up. So they could accommodate six more people in a place where one man can sit. Three people. Six people can sit. This is called broad heart. Where there is a will, there is a way. One man asked, what is a crowded train? He said, train is very crowded. Everybody in the crowded train. On the seat, three people sit, generally. When nine people sit, we can say it is a crowded train. Where three people can sit. Like nine people. Tada. Kadi Amundu Kuchane, Kadi Yanak Kuchane, or Nola Kuchane. It's called a crowded train. Or the thirsty. Yeah, we travel sometimes. You push yourself to the violent stand like that. Some place where you cannot stand tiring. So that's called crowded. So the Svetadev was a very great devotee. Otherwise, why Krishna will give darshan? Somebody is able to see Krishna means what you and me can see Krishna or what? No way. Not in this lifetime. Maybe not in any lifetime you can imagine. You don't know. It's not so easy. No devotee will think I'm eligible that I can have darshan of Krishna. Are you eligible? When will you think you will be eligible? I don't think I will ever be eligible to get darshan of Krishna. only it's causeless mercy. Causeless mercy. Yeah. Do you think Krishna is so cheap or what? Just by saying, Gauranga Palliya. Gauranga Palliya, Dubahudaliya. Natsiya, Natsiya, Benavde. Yeah, but this, actually, Krishna is difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Avadhari Purushottam. So you are saying Gauranga Palliya doesn't work. Don't be discouraged. I know only this one word. That is enough. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just let somebody turn to me. And it always is extended arms. People ask, why Jagannath is like this? He said, come, come. Jagannath is asking, come everybody. Come into my embrace. So Lord is, we cannot, it's called inconceivable. You cannot estimate how kind the Lord is. Everybody has a hope. For me, hopeless, hopeless, I may say. But Krishna, will you ever say anybody is hopeless? Krishna is saying, Sarva dharman paritadya mahamekam sarvam. Don't bother what you are not, this and that. Just surrender. This is the rest of the job I will do. Sarvadharman paritadya mahamekam sarvam. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. I will eliminate, I will remove everything that is a hindrance for your devotion, and I will accept you. Just you have to come, Krishna will accept you. That's all. No conditions. Unconditional love. Krishna's love is what? Unconditional love. So the Svatadev was a big devotee. He has no second thought. Krishna, please grace my house. He didn't think, how can I accommodate 500 people in my hut where only wife and husband can stay? Where only wife and husband can stay, he is inviting Krishna and his group. Please come. He did not think at all. And that means his heart is very big. He is not worried about how receive, take care, treat Krishna. And Krishna also did not accommodate. Do you have 500 seats? And, you can arrange breakfast. Krishna also did not say, because he is the provider. Krishna is the provider, he is the giver. If Krishna is satisfied, by the time they all reach the hut, something else will be there. Something else will be there. With Sudama. Sudama had a long journey to Dwarka. And then, after darshan of Krishna, his heart becomes so joyful. His heart becomes so full of appreciation, gratitude. Dwarka, Desh treated me like that. If I get a call from Narendra Modi, what do you think? Narendra Modi. I want to talk to President of this Kannalur. No, you don't see any obstacle. You don't know. Automatically everything. Hello, sir. Narendra Modi is called coming to you. What do you think? So, Sudama is completely, his legs are not on the ground. He doesn't know how he's walking also. Just he's running, flying. Yeah. back to his place. He did not get nothing from Krishna except the good treatment. Very affectionate, very warm embrace, and very sweet talk. And then just Krishna and Dwarkadish, he did not give 500 acres to Sudama. He did not give 5 kgs of gold. He just gave a full meal. Full meal. And then very soothing talk. Krishna is not behaving like a king. Give that guy food. No, he personally, you like this, please take a little more. So busy man, Krishna. He has all time for his friend. Just he postponed his meetings in the cabinet and he postponed his appointment with some. Everybody wondered why Krishna is postponing all this. It was a very big man, Mashaka. Everybody thinks why Krishna put up all his engagements today and kept himself free. Even the guy came with all torn clothes and very unkempt. Very walking for a long distance. So the very dirty, torn clothes, and the poor man, very emaciated. Rojinagunadu. Shaiyad Rojinagunadu. Okay. And Krishna is very, very clean, very beautiful. This did not come into the immediately, but a very strong embrace to Sudama. This is called love. Love knows no boundaries. Love can transcend anything. If you love somebody, you have everything to do for him. So, Sudama just was rushing to his house. All sweet memories. Krishna touched him. Krishna personally fed him. You just imagine what ecstasy we have. By the time he came, his hut was not a hut anymore. His hut was a big palace. Servants, attendants, and servant maids, well decorated, extraordinary. Whenever Krishna does something, it is extraordinary. So, the point is, Sritadev. Just only one thought. Because Sritadeva was serving Krishna 24 hours, day and night, and all his life. Now, Nainankitara. What do you call it in English? Nainankitara. That means the person for whom he is living all his life, now he is before him. The devotees, we are all devotees, chanting all day, doing seva, this and that. Just imagine if Krishna comes before you, what happens? No words to you. You're just going to, what do you call it? Swoon. S-W-O-O-N, swoon. What is swoon? So ananda katugalaga murchipadan swoon antaru. Unable to contain your ecstasy, just like shock. When you get a shock, you fall down on the ground. So when you get so much ecstasy, your body cannot cope with it. You fall down. It's called swoon, murcha. Fit means fix. Actually, it's a disease condition. You should not say, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an attack of fits. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was swooning in ecstasy. it's like swimming. And that's gonna happen. Soon and then. Huh? Che. I got either. அஷ்டசாத்விகார் திவ்யோன்மாதம் திவ்ய உன்மாதம் திவ்யோன்மாதம் திவ்யோதான நேரங்கள் சுரத்தேவ் பூர் பிராமின் ஜஸ்ட் மேரிட் கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் வெரி பிஸி இமீடியட்லி ஆல்ரெடி கோ அண்ட் லுக் ஆஃப்டர் தி அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட் அண்ட் கமிங் So he has to think, oh, this is a group of 600 people. But Krishna said, let's go. Please come to my house. Let's go. Such a busy man, Krishna, Trilokinath. Let's go. That means if you have love, Krishna cannot say, I'm busy. If you don't have love, you know, I'm looking after the affairs of all the three worlds. And I'm looking after millions and millions of living entities. Okay, I will see when I will come. But if you have total love for him, let's go, that's it. Just imagine what happens to you. So, Krishna said, let's go. But there, the other king, Bahulaswa, he also said, he also invited, he is waiting. What is the use of being my being a king if I cannot offer my everything to Krishna? Now here is my lifetime opportunity. It's a lifetime opportunity. What happened? Kupar gir gaya. Yeh mein badh pahe na kar raha. Don't think she's a big lady. But easier than Arya just said. Only body is big, otherwise. Eighth class. What class? What class are you studying? What class are you studying? Ninth. It's senior to you. So, let's go, Krishna said. Then, because he has a transcendental heart, Sutadeva, the little head is very clean, the Brahmin, cleanliness, very clean. And he has one mat and he gave it to Krishna. This is it. Clean place, one mat. And he offered a full pranams and he glorified him. And he brought a glass of water. And Krishna is completely satisfied. Because Sritadeva gave everything. Whatever he has in his little heart, he handed it out to Krishna. His little asset he gave it to Krishna, 100% he has given himself. No one can do that. So poverty is a nice opportunity. Poverty is a nice opportunity where you can easily satisfy Krishna. Whatever you do, that's it. Anyway, we're talking about Kirtana. Kirtana means only those who hear from strong devotees, sincere devotees, pure devotees, when you hear from them, then only you will be able to speak something that is pleasing to Krishna. Kirtana. Kirtana means words that please Krishna. That's what Prabhupada says. Don't make your own prayers. Already there were very sincere devotees in the past. Already there were pure devotees in the past. Already there were many, many big devotees in the past. Why do we sing those songs? Krishna Deva Bhavantam one day. Krishna Deva Bhavantam one day. See, I read the translation also. What a deep meaning the words have. He is saying, Krishna, I know I am totally unqualified and I never deserve your audience. I never deserve your darshan. But because you are so great, you will consider fallen people like me also. See, how you put it words. You are so great that you will consider people like me also. Please. Like that you accept. This is God. Very beautifully putting things. So, Kirtana, always, I know you want to speak. Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, those who like to hear, in the future, they will speak nicely. Those who like to hear, those who want to speak, they will not be able to speak properly. Because this is not some mundane subject. This is a transcendental subject. This is a devotional subject. Only blessed people, they can speak because Krishna is giving them the intelligence to speak. Not otherwise. It's not necessarily to be a scholarly talk, very informative talk, but it should cover two things. How small we are and how great Krishna is. If you remember that, then as a small man, you approach a very big man, then there is no ego projected there, and there is no expectation. A devotee, his prayers are unconditional. They say, you just kindly keep us in your thoughts. I don't say give me darshan today. I don't say, I'm anxious. We are willing to wait however long, because God is not ordinary, and it is not your God is too big, too extraordinary. So devotees always want to wait patiently. Devotees never lose patience. When they think they're unqualified, then how can I demand Krishna? So Kirtanam. Kirtanam means if you always hear from senior devotees, fixed up devotees, sincere devotees, you don't need any big qualification. Sincerity. Sincere means, what is the proof of sincerity? Can anybody say? What is the proof that a person is sincere? Because you give a very detailed class and you can speak for 5 hours a day or you can quote a lot of scriptures. What is the proof of a sincere person? What is the proof of sincerity? You all expect sincere people to be around you. Is that right? all of us. We all want sincere people. We don't want hypocrites. We don't want diplomatic people. We don't know what they will do. So you want sincere people, so you are comfortable. It's easy to handle sincere people. So how will you recognize the person's sincerity? You are being what you mean. Kalugala said. So what is, how you can recognize a sincere person? Chance. Sincere person means he may not be a capable person, he may not be a learned person, but he is always trying. He doesn't give up, nor he just tries one time, gives it up. No. Sincere person means whatever I am, I will go on struggling. Whatever I am, I will give myself to Krishna. I can do it good or bad, I don't know, but I will do whatever that I am asked to do. Number two, a sincere person is honest. He is not a corrupt man. He doesn't, because he is a sincere man, so he doesn't hide things. So, a sincere person, all the time is on the job, and he doesn't try to do excuses, cover-ups, but honestly he will say, whatever, he'll say, he'll face the, all right, if I have to take punishment, I'll take the punishment. But I cannot give excuses, lame excuses. So a sincere person, he will not give hope, and he's always honest to admit what is the difficulty. He doesn't feel shy, he doesn't feel guilty. Admit, this is my weakness, this is my shortcoming, please help me. So, we'll complete this paragraph. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by being more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respect to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualification makes it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, lowest class of person, devoid of material qualifications, not at all elevated in terms of good behavior, or beautiful bodily features, wealth, or similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. See? Are all unnecessary. It's good if you have it. But if you don't have it, that's not a obstacle, because you don't have that, you cannot be a pure devotee. No. Unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative sources of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short-lived, extremely bad in their habits, inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not authorized. that are not authorized. People do, we attend many functions. Real thing they cannot recognize and emphasize. Real thing is kirtan. Anyone doing anything in the name of God, anyone who is doing anything in the name of God, if you know the essence, just sankirtan will do. You don't have to do anything more. Just sankirtan. Doesn't cost you, doesn't involve hard work, but shraddha, sincere. That's why the word is, people come, Swami, how we can celebrate, annaprasana? No problem, please come. We'll have kirtan, and we'll distribute some prasad. That's it. Best done. Similarly, yesterday, after the Sunday class was over, one couple came over to me, the husband was telling me, my wife, she is so little restless or crazy. She feels like taking everything. And also trying it in the gutter. I don't know why she gets ideas like that. My wife, she becomes so Kalyanamasa, Subhamasa. Yeah, many letters. Darshan. A real dynamite one. And seven there. Half an hour. Japanese letter. Darshan just one. Game letter. Digital content. What did I say? So the husband was telling, my wife is little irritable and restless. I don't know why. But she feels like throwing everything, take out some costly things, throw it in the gutter. She has some ideas. That's why she is trying to get her. She should give it to us, to his car. Costly things. I told her. And then she asked for treatment. I said, come and join here. Come and stay here because if somebody is seriously ill, if somebody is somewhat ill, you can tell them, go home and join. If you are seriously ill, stay here and change. It's an emergency care. Everybody is loudly doing kirtan, and everything is favorable. So, your dull mind also can be motivated to chant. Otherwise, you sit in the house, your dull mind is sitting in the house, your thoughts doesn't go to Krishna. You feel like sleeping, you feel like shouting. You feel like committing suicide. You feel like doing whatever coming to your mind. Dull. So such people, when they are in the association of devotees, they can be boosted in their spirits. So I thought, I can provide a room to both of you. You come and stay here for a week. And our mind can be improved. And then you can go back to do. Or, if you can manage your wife, then you do like that. Get up early in the morning where you can develop concentration. And get up in the morning, your determination will be strong. Otherwise, you cannot have strong determination. So, get up early in the morning and you chant loudly 2 mantras, not 1 mantra. 2 mantras. Both. This mantra, both mantras are equally important. There is no difference. And you cannot say one mantra only, but you can chant both mantras. It's a very good. So, she will be saying Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, but that is not enough. She also says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. That also she said. And then, avoid onion. Avoid onion in the house. They are comatru, vaishya. Avoid onion. And then offer morning and evening. This is the picture of Prabhupada, picture of Panchatattva, and Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna they already have. But that is not complete. Altar will be complete, worship place. Altar will be complete when your Vaishnava Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and your associates, and then Radha Krishna, or Sitaram, or Lakshmi Narayan, Balaji Padmavati. Only Balaji Padmavati. It will not change your fortunes. You need a Guru and you need Gauranga. Guru Gauranga Jayate. So you have to do this too. So I told, okay, get up in the morning and chant these two mantras, have the three photos, and then offer without onion, and then take nicely your meal, and then you do it for 15-20 days. You can overcome your weaknesses. You can overcome your frustrations, disappointments. You can overcome them. So, unless you hear, how you are going to chant? First you hear, so you can tell others what they should be. We heard from them, so we are repeating. It's called Kirtana. Kirtana means repeat. Here, Sravanam, Kirtana, repeat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rendraksam Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, take some prasadam.